there are pretty extreme cases. There are countries in Africa where big multinationals exploit raw materials to the tune of billions per year. And then to that country, they pay a couple of $100,000 as taxes. So you can see that the gap is enormous.
Tell me more about the fact that these have to do with actual international tax policies and not something that countries can necessarily deal with on the domestic level.
That's right. Because of the way both national but mainly the international tax system is structured, companies can make huge profits, but the actual country where these profits are made benefits to a very, very small degree from that activity. We cannot obviously expect a single developing country to be able to tax international corporations, because if the tax legislation, the tax rules are not so that that company is actually required to pay taxes where they make the profit or even to disclose where they have activity and where they make profit, then it's impossible for a single developing country to actually even go and raise taxes, and the company will just say, sorry, we declare our profits, but not in your country. So that's why there is a real challenge also for the international tax system to be reformed. And this is not the claim by NGOs. This is recognized by the UN, by the OECD, by the IMF. But it still requires to be done. And where I would like to make a point is that the European Union is firmly committed to actually do it and to actually bring about these changes. Obviously, it requires that all other partners, all other countries also play ball. But we are very strongly engaged to make sure that that will happen. And this will not happen overnight either. But I think that at least the commitment, a very clear commitment from the European side is there to do it.
What are the things that are required that aren't being done now to bring that international tax policy into reign?
Well, countries or groups of countries, as it were, need to adopt appropriate legislation. In fact, the U.S. have been one of the first to adopt such legislation with the Dodd-Frank Act. The only problem is it's currently not yet in force for various reasons, but still the U.S. have been first. We have followed with the first piece of legislation, and we're actually right now in the process of adopting more legislation in the same direction. And obviously, we do expect that over time, other countries will do the same. But clearly, our legislation does not only apply to European companies, it applies to all companies listed in Europe. So that means that we have a broader, possibility to apprehend companies. That is where we have a problem and where we need international organizations like OECD and UN. Companies can register in rather uncooperative tax havens. And obviously, this is something I think we manage already much better in developed countries, even though there's still also tax evasion in developed countries. But at least we are in a much better position because of much better capacity and administrations to actually apprehend and then also to make sure that these companies are being reminded of their duties and they have to comply with the law.